During the 10-year existence of the American Football League, the 1,000-yard rushing barrier was achieved 11 times. Paul Lowe, Cookie Gilchrist, and Jim Nance all achieved it twice, while Paul Robinson, Charlie Toler, Abner Haynes, Mike Garrett, and my favorite, Hoyle Granger. So today we're going to take a look back at a former Jets player who may not have rushed for 1,000 yards in any one season, but this punishing fullback was one of the very best at his position the last 6 years in the AFL. The New York Jets selected Matt Snell in the first round of the 1964 AFL draft. The one-time Ohio State Buckeye was the team's workhorse his rookie season.
The Locust Valley Long Island native is tough to bring down. He never gives up and is always trying for that extra yard.
The 6'2", 219-pound fullback carried the ball 215 times for 958 yards, scoring 5 times. In his first 3 seasons with New York, Snell rushed for an average of 775 yards while scoring a total of 18 touchdowns. In Super Bowl III, Snell became the first AFL player to score a rushing touchdown in the Super Bowl with his 4-yard score in the second quarter. He finished the game with 121 yards rushing as the New York Jets defeated the heavily favored Baltimore Colts 16-7. Following the AFL-NFL merger, Matt Snell played 3 more seasons with the Jets before hanging up the cleats in 1972. At career's end, he was the team's all-time leading ground gainer with 4,285 yards. A fierce competitor, Snell was a leader whose overall contribution to the team made him one of the most respected backs in professional football during the 1960s.